producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. Today we want to take a look at the right to keep and bear arms as seen from somebody who's been active at the campus level, albeit maybe not a very typical university, wish it were, but Jordan Stein has been an intern at Gun Owners of America when he isn't studying at Liberty University, and I just thought it would be a good opportunity to get a reading on how students are seeing the way the country is going, the Second Amendment issue, how even at a conservative university there are probably some pockets of opinion that are not necessarily uniform, because one of the things that happens, from my understanding, at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, is that they do actually have debate. They've even had Bernie Sanders to speak, and the idea of bringing in a Ted Cruz to a liberal university, which is to say almost any other university, is much harder to imagine. So the folks at Liberty are getting much more of an opportunity to see an array of opinion, hear an array of opinion, than many, many other students. And I guess the good news is that Liberty has been growing at leaps and bounds, both as an on-campus university as well as online. So its impact is continuing to grow ever since its rather modest beginning as an adjunct of the Thomas Road Baptist Church, founded by Jerry Falwell decades ago. So, Jordan, it's good to have you with us. Thanks so much again for the time we had you at Gun Owners of America, and I hope that your time at Liberty University is continuing to be a good experience.
Well, yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. We're kind of snowed in today in Lynchburg. We got a few inches of snow overnight. But
well, I'm reporting in from Snow Station Springfield, Virginia. So, yeah, we're both in the same situation. So I didn't realize it was snowing that far south and west of us. So, okay. Well, the good news is the government may not be in operation even tomorrow when it's no longer a national holiday, and that's always a good thing. As I've observed before, the Lord has a way of closing down the federal government, even though the Republicans are too afraid to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, you've been active as a Second Amendment activist on the campus, and I guess many of us would assume that that would be not terribly exceptional at a conservative university, but my suspicion is that it's kind of hard to be totally free from the impact of the culture around us, and that you may have found people who benefited from having exposure to your presence on campus and your forming a club on behalf of the Second Amendment.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the things that we like to do is to get people thinking about it, because we're not necessarily trying to, or I'm not trying to win people over. I'm trying to get them to realize how important self-defense is and carrying a gun is. So that's one of the things that I try to do, is to get people thinking about, hey, yeah, this is important.
And Liberty University has been a very friendly place to gun ownership. If I'm not mistaken, come February, a rule will go into effect that it's okay to have a firearm in a dormitory.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is an addition to our already, I would say, gun-friendly weapons policy. For a few years now, even before I got to campus, we have had a weapons policy to where if you had a Virginian carry permit, and you went through like a Liberty University Police Department training, you could actually carry on campus as a student or a faculty member. So that's really important, and this allowing the guns in dorms would be a great completion of that policy.
That's probably all the more important for a university such as Liberty, where, among other things, I suspect that there would be a professor here and there who might be kind of well-known or outspoken regarding Islam. And actually, all you really have to do is teach what the Quran says, and the politically correct in our country view that as inflammatory. And I could see some Muslim at some point deciding that there was enough of that blankety-blank free speech in Liberty University, and he's going to put a stop to it. So I think you've got a built-in defense against that kind of reaction.
Yeah, absolutely. We do take there's a lot of strong stances taken by a lot of people at Liberty, and some people just might not agree with that. So to be able to protect ourselves, I think, extremely important, you know, because we take our faith very seriously, and those who might disagree might want to cause harm. So what we do is we just take the steps to protect ourselves, and the weapons policy definitely allows that.
Now, what is it that the Liberty Police require when somebody says, okay, I've got a Virginia carry permit, I want to carry here at Liberty University? What do they have to do?
Well, that's for the faculty and students, and it's just a firearm safety class and fundamentals class, and then there's some training to go along with it as well. And it's all free.
So the training is classroom and at a range, or what kind of training?
Yeah, so it's a four-hour class, and half of it's devoted toward firearm safety, and the other half is devoted towards fundamentals. And then there's actually a range portion to where he would actually shoot, and they would, you know, tell you what you're doing wrong or doing right.
So they'd give you at least an overview of Virginia law so that people know what is expected of them by the authorities in the state of Virginia?
Yeah. And then additionally, the school's policy on campus about the weapons policy. Yeah.
It just sounds so matter of fact, and yet I would imagine that even among some conservative circles, there's a reaction that's almost visceral, because we've been so indoctrinated in our school system for a long time that firearms are so dangerous and so ought to be kept out of reach of just about everybody unless they have a badge. And the idea that students, bad enough that they would, speaking for the other side, bad enough that they would let the general public or maybe even a professor, but students carrying guns on a campus. And yet I've always been puzzled by that reaction, which seems to be strictly emotional, because that same student who might be barred from another Virginia University campus with his concealed carry permit, once he's off campus, say he parks his car on the street that's the boundary, he can open up his trunk, put his gun on him or herself, and they're perfectly free to go. They're legal.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always marveled that there was something almost mystical about a campus boundary, that, well, you can live in a private home with your concealed carry firearm, but by golly, it's going to be bananas if you get to the university with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, our campus is pretty big. I think it was over 6,000 acres of what Liberty owns on campus and that the students can use. And as great as our police department is, they can't be everywhere. They recognize that, and the administration recognizes that, and they're like, hey, we need to let our students protect
well,
us.
Listen, we're talking with Jordan Stein. He has interned at Gun Owners of America, currently studying at Liberty University. We'll be back shortly.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Jordan Stein. He is on the line from Lynchburg, Virginia, where Liberty University is located. He's a student there, and I thought it would be rather interesting to talk to someone who is familiar with the policies that they have at Liberty University, because they're rather different from most other schools in the country, where publicly it was announced, I don't know how long ago, but some time ago, that if you have a concealed carry permit, say a member of the public that's going to come to a lecture some night, perfectly free to come with this concealed carry firearm. As long as they're not breaking any law, they're doing fine at Liberty University. So that alone kind of set it apart. Now, as of February of 2016, students will be free to have their firearms in their dorm rooms, and that's probably unimaginable to university administrators and many professors in many other schools across the country, even in Virginia.
Yeah. Well, as a student, I'm actually very supportive of this weapons policy, the change in it, because right now our dorms are gun-free zones. And like, every mass shooting since 1950, except for two, has happened in a gun-free zone. So this is the only area on campus where I can't defend myself. So when they release the details of this weapons policy change, I think it's going to be great. It's going to make campus a lot safer. And it's just really solidifying the great weapons policy that we've already had.
Was there any feedback from campus or even in town, people raising objection, letters to the editor, TV editorials, anything of that sort?
You know, I feel like there's been a little bit of, like, curiousness into the issue, to where some people are like, guns in dorms, that sounds kind of scary. But once we, you know, I tell people that they actually make people safer by letting people defend themselves, they come around to it. And from my experience in talking with students and professors even, they've been supportive of it.
Now, that's an encouraging thing to hear. I suppose that wouldn't necessarily be true on campuses elsewhere in Lynchburg or anywhere else in the state of Virginia, and I can think of some universities in particular where they are probably at the opposite end of the philosophical spectrum from Liberty University. And if the issue were ever raised there, it would probably be with eyes rolled back in the head. Of, oh, you know what they're doing at Liberty now.
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't encountered any of that, at least on campus. The campus seems to have taken it in stride.
Nothing major. Obviously, there's no riots in the streets. I think it'll be most students and most professors are definitely warming up to it.
Now, that's interesting that you would use the phrase warming up. Would you say they were hostile before, or they just weren't engaged and hadn't really thought about it, and now that the policy's been announced, they're almost forced to deal with it and concluding, well, yeah, maybe that does make sense.
I feel like it's a little bit of shock factor. Like, we should let people have guns in their dorms. Wouldn't, like, unauthorized personnel have that? But then I like to bring up all the other millions of gun owners that store guns safely every day with little children in their house, having guests over, and then there's no accidental shootings happening then. So it's really not that much more dangerous to allow the firearms in dorms. And once I go explain to it, and I bring up the gun-free zone fact, which I mentioned earlier, that they really, like, they start to see, oh, I didn't think about it that way.
I'm glad to hear that that seems to be a significant factoid, or that when people hear that, that's pretty overwhelming. Not that there aren't mass murders other places, maybe some family has a tragedy strike, but when you're in public, the most dangerous place you can be by far is a gun-free zone. And that's what those data are showing. Stay away from them, and you'll be a lot safer. For one thing, you'll be able to protect yourself. But just in general, it seems like the dirtbags of the country know where the soft targets are.
Yeah. Yeah, criminals are and evildoers. They might be evil. They might have bad intentions, but they're not stupid. They're going to look to where they can actually, you know, they won't have anyone shooting back at them.
It kind of makes us look stupid when you think about it, to assume that a policy, a law, is going to keep a criminal who's already engaged in planning murder. There have been cartoons even about a couple of guys looking like typical burglar criminal types with their scruffy beards and approaching, say, a wall around presumably a university, and they see a gun-free zone sign confronting them, and the one bad guy says to the others, "Oh, shucks, we can't do anything in here."
Yeah.
Maybe we're making that kind of headway that people are beginning to actually ridicule the notion that defenselessness is a smart strategy.
Yeah. And I really feel that the millennial generation, especially those at Liberty, like my fellow students, we really are warming up to the idea and realizing it's important that we need to be able to protect ourselves. And I would even say that it's consistent with my faith as a Christian.
Yes.
Self-defense is right in line. I can defend myself. I can defend those innocent people around me.
In fact, I guess I ought to mention that on the Gun Owners of America website, gunowners.org, there is a piece that goes to that point that you're making. I think it's entitled What the Bible Says About Gun Control. But it's a pretty extensive overview of what Scripture says about using lethal force in self-defense. And you just have to conclude that there hardly is any condemnation of that in Scripture. And my own take is that the burden of proof is on the contrary, that actually, why aren't you able to defend yourself with lethal force? Because protecting life is protecting a gift of God, and the idea that we can just sort of not even pay a never mind to protecting life is almost to make ourselves complicit with bad guys. And that's the way I view policymakers at other universities and lawmakers that have concluded that they want gun-free zones. They actually are rolling out a welcome mat to criminals saying, come on over here, you'll be able to do a whole lot more in the 5 or 10 minutes it might take the police to show up. Talking today with Jordan Stein. He's a student at Liberty University, where it's not exactly like some of the others.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Today, talking about guns on college campuses specifically, but guns in schools more generally, talking with Jordan Stein, a student at Liberty University, and in fairness should point out that maybe he's not representative of other students in the country, at least some, because he did do an internship with us at Gun Owners of America, and that's how I knew that he had thought about this issue, and as you can hear, is able to present quite effectively, and I'm hopeful that the club that you've set up on campus is able to have an impact, that you're getting people to come to grips with something, and even if they haven't been hostile, to move them a little bit toward, yeah, this is something I've really got to be active in defending.
Yeah, well, I'm very grateful for the internship this summer. It was quite a learning experience, but thanks for bringing up the club. My freshman year, I started Students at Liberty for Gun Rights, and it's a club on campus that promotes the gun rights. And there's been we've had a lot of support. We have over 80 members, dues-paying members, and we have over 600 people on our email list. So it's quite a big club. So we have a lot of members and activists. But our biggest problem that we fight is apathy. You know, people like, oh yeah, I'm pro-gun, but I don't care. You know, so what we try to do is we try to show how this issue affects you, and you need to stand up for it. And we found that to be pretty effective.
I would imagine it would be somewhat easy to be apathetic in a place like Lynchburg. It's a conservative area of the state of Virginia, for all I know, because I haven't been to Lynchburg very often, but you might even see an occasional person carrying, openly carrying a firearm. Certainly there's no, I wouldn't think there's a great movement on the city council to try to override the state law, which they couldn't by a constitutional Supreme Court in Virginia decision. But that hasn't stopped liberals in the past from trying to undo something they don't like. And yet it seems like things have worked out very well in Lynchburg and at Liberty.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, you can go literally across the street to Walmart and see people open carrying. I mean, it's a pretty awesome sight to see. And I feel like one of the reasons why Lynchburg is a fairly conservative area is because of Liberty's presence here and what we stand for.
So it's not just the few professors in the city, but it would be, I would imagine, the impact of having speakers come in where their presentations are open to the public and where you have that kind of spillover of ideas from the university into the city itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've actually hosted Eric Pratt at our club events a few times. So
yeah, I guess that's how we
come down.
And how we got connected with you was when Eric had gone down there to make a presentation, and then one thing led to another, and there you were during the summer working with us, which we were certainly delighted that it worked out that way. So I was just fascinated that what you've got to say by now, a major university, it may not have been when Falwell started it, probably in the back of a church somewhere, but now this thing is an impressive facility, first rate, first class. A lot of things are new and all spanking clean, and it's really very impressive from everything I've been able to gather. This is not a rinky-dink operation, and I think that should be underscored. The ideas are different, but in appearance and quality of campus, Liberty can compete with just about any other university in the country.
I would definitely have to agree to that. And as a student perspective, I love going here. You know, Dr. Falwell often said, if it's Christian, it should be better. And the only complaint I have about school is all the construction, you know, because we're constantly building something new every year.
That's a problem I don't think they face on a number of other campuses, where they're just hoping that the subsidies from the state don't start drying up, and they might have to reduce professors' salaries to somewhere within the realm of where the rest of us live. That's a dirty secret, but at a lot of state universities, the salaries of professors are part of the reason why the costs of the university is so high, even at a state university. And at Liberty, while they're not giving away a year's tuition, my understanding is that you do have enormous opportunities for scholarships that are available to students.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. When I was growing up, I went through an Awana program at my church, and I completed the whole material, and I got a scholarship for that. So there's just ample opportunity for scholarships here, and it's a great school. I love attending here.
Would you say that most of the students there have benefited in whole or in part from the scholarship program?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'm glad we got to that point, because I wanted to encourage people listening to think, well, I'd love for my child or my grandchild to have an opportunity like that, but hey, it's a private university, so it's likely that I'm sure the tuition, when you look at the list price, is probably right up there with other universities, and is not cheap. But the thing to keep in mind is that there are a lot of scholarships and or work that is related to the university and the nearby community that can help people make their way through.
Well, when I was researching colleges to go to, and I was comparing the price of Liberty, when it's actually compared to other private universities, it's significantly cheaper. So that's one way of looking at it, and I felt like it was, you know, it's a great deal. It's a lot of bang for your buck.
Even before the scholarships?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize that. I thought it was probably even higher price than that. So that's to their credit that somehow they've been able to function fiscally as conservatives as well as the way they teach.
Yeah.
Leading by example is not always what we find. So kudos to the administration at Liberty for doing something like that. I think that that does set a good example.
Yeah, you know, Jerry Junior has come out and said he tries to run the school like a business, and other colleges are actually copying how we do our school. So that's a real testament to that.
That's interesting that the comparison is being made and that Liberty is becoming a standard for comparing other schools. I think that's a very significant tribute to what they've been accomplishing at Liberty University.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I might be a little biased, but I think the best part about Liberty is the club. We have clubs for everything. We have, in addition to the gun rights club, we have a pro-life club. We have all types of clubs, a comic book club. It's really amazing. And through these clubs, you can actually develop your skills and set yourself apart professionally. So I think that's a major part of Liberty.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that because I would not have considered that as a benefit from the clubs. I just said, well, it's nice that like-minded people have an opportunity to be together. Through the club, you've been able to organize, I presume, trips to the range. They may or may not be officially sanctioned programs at the school, but, you know, it's a way to get the word out to students that want to know a little bit more about guns. But the idea of professional preparation is interesting. I'd like to tie back into that when we return from these announcements that I can hear are about to descend upon us. Don't go away, folks. We're going to be back with Jordan Stein from Liberty University.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates, and they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Jordan Stein. Met him when he was an intern at Gun Owners of America not long ago. And my son Eric had met him when he was speaking down at the university. And Eric came back very, very impressed with what he saw at Liberty University. It reflects what I suspected what might be the motto, that if it's going to be Christian, it ought to be first class. Frankly, I'd seen something like that at Pat Robertson's university, now known as Regent University, where they had the same operating philosophy that this was not going to be shabby, that the professors and the buildings and everything about the campus, as at Liberty, is first class. And for those parents and grandparents listening, it's a place where you can send a student who is going to be challenged but not undermined. You've had, if I recall, you've had Bernie Sanders at the university. You've had other people that are obviously not favored by probably hardly any, if any, of the faculty, but they're not afraid to bring other points of view to the campus.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Like when we had Bernie come, there's a lot of differences of opinion among students on campus, but not many of them agreed with usually what Bernie said. So when he came, we were all kind of anxious of how the students were going to act. We treated him with respect, and we listened to him for what he was going to say, and we let him speak. And I would say it was a tense event, but he was welcome, and we prayed for him even. So,
and now, did he know that you were praying for him?
Absolutely. We told him at the end, how can we pray for you?
Excellent. He probably was somewhat surprised to hear a question like that.
Yeah.
Because I doubt he gets asked that at most universities, much less from the students.
Definitely. He was really shocked to hear that. But we treated him with respect. Like I said, if it's Christian, it should be better. So,
well, I think that was probably at least as educational for Bernie Sanders to realize that the stereotype that he almost certainly had as a hardcore Marxist about people that don't agree with him and how terrible Christians are and how mean they are and how angry they are. And for you all to have received him graciously and even with a personal care expressed it, well, yeah, how can we pray for you? That probably didn't fit in his worldview. I'm glad you did that, and hopefully it made him think a while.
I surely hope so, and we're going to continue to pray for him. Because some of his policies I really don't agree with, so.
No, he is, anybody that honeymoons in the Soviet Union is probably not our kind of guy. And what might have impressed him as much as your overt statements and actions was also the absence of something that in the obverse could have been the experience at another university, because it's not unusual to read stories about Ann Coulter or some other fiery conservative going to a university campus and being greeted with the likes of Code Pink coming in with fake blood smeared over them and yelling obscenities and trying to break up the whole proceeding. And in comes Bernie Sanders, who is easily 180 degrees away from most of what goes on at Liberty University, and he's greeted in a gentlemanly fashion. I am just delighted to hear that, because that probably did more to bash, to dent at least, his thinking than anything else that could have happened there.
Yeah, there were no protests, there were no, you know, let's boycott Bernie Sanders or anything like that. It was really just showing him the love of Christ.
No shaved head skinheads storming into the area on their motorcycles, uttering blood curdling curses and hurling themselves against the police line to try to get at Sanders. Well, that I think is a great report, and I just hope that that sort of thing will continue. I hope that Bernie Sanders won't be the last guy of that sort to go there, because frankly, I think you can have more of an impact on him than he could ever hope to have on the students at Liberty. So you've got an educational function there indeed. You had mentioned earlier, and I didn't want to totally forget about it, that you were very pleased with the way people are prepared for professions at Liberty. Why don't you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, just offhand, the skills that I've learned through my club, organizing events, hosting events and scheduling it and advertising, the whole social media aspect of it is really just giving me skills to get that internship or to get that job or whatever. So I feel like through the club, my Students Liberty for Gun Rights, it has really prepared me for the real world and set me apart from the other students.
Now, the campus presently has around 15,000 students on it, if I'm not mistaken, maybe just shy of that, and presumably that number is going to increase steadily because of all the building that's going on. That's a pretty good guess. The online enrollment, have I heard correctly, is around 100,000?
Yes, yes.
So people who are interested in getting a real education as opposed to a left-wing indoctrination could probably just go online and take a look around at what Liberty University offers somebody sitting at home, I guess. What is it, liberty.edu or something?
Yeah, it's liberty.edu, and I'm actually taking an online class right now on the Second Amendment, and there's students from all over the country, and we have spirited debates about, you know, the different issues of the right to keep and bear arms on our discussion boards and threw it out. So I'm actually taking a class on the Second Amendment at Liberty. So it's pretty incredible.
That's fabulous that you're actually attending the class, as it were, attending in our cyber age with students from around the country. That's something I hadn't ever thought about. So that means the impact of Liberty is extending well beyond even in among other students. So you might be possibly quote-unquote sitting in a cyber class with somebody suffering through Berkeley or some other citadel of liberalism.
Yeah, it's incredible just to hear it. And it seems like from the discussions, most of my classmates in this online Second Amendment class, they're pretty pro-gun, but I like to throw some stones at them to see if they really are pro-gun, no compromise, as I like to say.
Interesting. I hope they come through, or maybe the discussion actually ends up moving their opinion.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually writing a paper right now why we should eliminate the NICS system.
Well, eliminated indeed. We've been talking about that whole background check notion here at Gun Owners of America, and one of the things that we've found helps some people see one of the problems of it is our government, through Fast and Furious, was making really serious firearms available to the Mexican cartel. And at the same time, they're telling us that we have to be submitting ourselves to government approval to buy a .38 revolver. And that just kind of blows my mind to think that they are hoping that we don't notice the, shall we say, discrepancy, if not hypocrisy, of them making guns available to the Mexican cartel while having a cow over whether Larry Pratt buys a .38 revolver from his neighbor.
Well, my problem with the whole background check system is there's no background check that we could ever come up with that can check your heart. They really can't know if you're a good guy or a bad guy. And I feel as an American citizen, I shouldn't have to prove my innocence before I should exercise a right.
Absolutely. Well, the music is taking our microphone away. I want to thank you, Jordan Stein from Liberty University, for being with us for this edition of the Gun Owners News Hour.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.